some teachers in the 18th and 19th centuries began to insist on a new rule that the infinitive must not be split. This means that to run quickly will get you marks, and to quickly run will lose you marks. This is a fake English rule. It is really a grammar rule from the Latin language, adapted to fit English. In Latin, infinitives are one word, not two words, like they are in English. So when anything is translated into English from Latin, the infinitive would not be split. In English history, there were long periods when the ruling class spoke a different European language, most notably Norman French, and English was spoken by the common people. Those other languages often have one-word infinitives. Split infinitives are part of real English. If the arbitrary rule about split infinitives is accepted, then we should also have a rule against the split nominative. The same logic about other languages that created the first rule would create the second. In the first sentence below, the nominative, a boy, has been split. The second, more awkward sentence, has been changed to avoid a split nominative. He is a strong boy. He is a boy who is strong. Once we accept some fake rules and let them confuse us, we are vulnerable to others. The man is one word in the Latin nominative case, so the good man is a split nominative.